My guest today is not in the front line of the band. He's the guy at the back who holds the rhythm. If you've not heard him before, or like myself, you've played with him, you'll not fail to be impressed with his timing. Welcome one of the best drummers on the Costa Blanca. Hello, Enrico Garcia.
Hi, everyone. Thank you very much for having me here.
That's great, and it's good to see you. In your humble abode, you have to have, I've got to say, one of the best studios that I've been in. It even makes mine look rather pitiful. You've spent a lot of time in here, haven't you?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. I love my studio.
Now, interesting, Enrico Garcia is your name. You didn't start in Spain, did you? Where did the Enrico Garcia come from?
Correct. No, I started in Holland. I've been born in Holland. My father is half Spanish and my mom is Dutch. So that's where I get the Spanish name from. So it's not an artist name, but it kind of works as an artist name as well.
It certainly does.
Yeah.
And your father was heavily into music, and I believe your
Absolutely.
Mother was a music producer, you told me earlier.
Well, she booked bands, so she was more of a manager. My dad plays guitar and sings. My mom actually also. Yeah, we always had music around the house, so that was nothing new for me or nothing strange.
In the early days, you obviously had a hankering for the drums, despite your family trying to encourage you to play other instruments.
Correct.
What was their reaction when you wanted to bring a set of drums in the house? I know in my house, if I'd said as a child, I want to play the drums, I would not have got the reaction I'm certain that you got.
Yeah, no, well, my dad did try to sell the idea of being a guitar player and perhaps a bass player and piano or whatnot, but I always wanted to play the drums. So from day one, I walked towards the drums. I even have a photo of me holding a bottle of milk while playing the hi-hat with the other hand. So it's like, yeah, the drums caught me, I think.
A lot of people I've spoken to, it seems that music has been in their blood from
almost born
with a tuning fork in the hand.
Absolutely.
And I think, and I can tell that comes over when you're playing. It is certainly in your blood.
Definitely.
We'd like to play a song, especially for you and your family, and it's one that I believe your father was in. Would you like to tell me about that song?
Sure. No. Yeah. Of course. Well, I started the first band that I started or that I was in called The Original Wild Ones. That was together with my father. He met a bass player. They were looking for a drummer. My mom suggested that maybe Enrico should give it a try. You know, so I got my little snare drum down and a pair of brushes. And after a little bit of a trial, they thought it might be a good idea to, you know, give Enrico a chance to play the drums. So I basically ended up being in the band. Not long after, my dad restarted his band, his other band that he has been, that he played with for years, called the Bellhops. Again, he also needed a drummer for that, so I became a drummer for that band as well. And with that band, we recorded an album called Rock and Roll. That's the first song, and I always enjoy playing that song, so that's why I suggest to maybe use that song.
And the song's called
Surfing Mania.
Surfing Mania.
Yes.
Well, let's play that for the listeners.
Here we go.
Now.
Rock and Roll. We'll be right back.
Whilst we've just been listening to Surfing Mania, Enrico, you pulled out a whole load of CDs for me, and it really showed the diversity of your talent. You're almost a chameleon because, you know, you've been playing smooth jazz, you've played hard rock, you've played country, pop. You can seem to turn your hand to any genre of music. How do you do that?
Well, I think it has to do with approach. I approach it like an actor would when he or she has to play a different role. So when I play jazz, I am in that role. When I play rock, I'm in that particular role. And okay. That's how I approach music.
And how about, I mean, you've got your percussion instrument.
Exactly.
But do you have to change the feel of the percussion? Or?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, I'm comfortable with tuning the drum kit to any project, really. And that's very important. That's paramount, that you get your sounds right. So if you get your sounds right, then you are already in that frame, and then when you adjust the attitude, the mindset of that particular music genre, it sounds exactly as it should be.
Okay, how do you find changing from sticks to brushes, for instance? I think whenever I watch you, you have quite a plethora of different
sound
items, if
yeah,
you like, to hit,
yeah,
to hit the drum with.
Yeah, I switch literally hats. So when I grab the brushes, then my jazz cap goes on, and then
okay.
And I'm in that zone and in that mood. For example, if I thicker sticks as well, so if I do something heavier, heavy rock, and I take those sticks, then I'm immediately in that zone.
Okay.
And I think it also has to do with listening a lot to music. I listened loads to music. Back in Holland, I used to go to the library where you could get, I think, 14 CDs a week.
Wow.
A bit naughty, but I copied them all.
But as you do.
Yeah. And I literally listened, but really actively listened. So I would lay on my bed with the headphones on and then really listen to all the bits and pieces that I was hearing. And I think that taught me a lot.
Quite remarkable. One of the things that I've asked pretty much everybody I've spoken to is the issues that we've had with lockdown. In your case, you seem to have been incredibly productive, which is my kind of thinking.
Yeah.
Use your time positively.
Yes.
Can you tell us what you've been doing during lockdown?
Absolutely. No, well, I was not going to go and sit on the sofa and get covered by Cheeto dust. I was definitely, I made my mind up to do stuff. And what I've done is, first of all, I had quite a bit of time to think. That was quite nice. So I could make a better decision of what I want to go and what I want to do and what I want to take my career. One of the things that I've been doing is I've been setting up a online web shop for drum transcriptions. So because I've been playing for so long, I've got so many drum transcriptions of songs laying around, and I decided to perhaps order it and organize it better, and I've been able to write it out real nice, real professional.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been setting up a website together with a friend of mine where we sell those charts. So the website is about to go online, and the website is called drumsonpaper.com.
Drumsonpaper.com.
Correct.
Yeah, we'll have to check
yeah,
that out.
Yeah, cool. So we have about over 100 charts available online already. Another thing I've been doing, I've set up a blog. I'm writing about drums and drumming, called thedrummerscafe.com.
Mm-hmm.
I also set up a weekly gig schedule email list, because I get often the question, hey, where do you play next?
Yeah.
And can you let me know? And then often, I always say yes, and I really mean to let people know when I play next. But, you know, life gets in the way, and often I forget things, as you do, and I end up not being able to let people know where I play. So this is a good way for people to find out where I play.
That's
great. I send them a weekly email. I don't spam or anything like that. And if you wish to be removed from the email list, you can unclick, and that's the end of that.
And we'll give out the details of how to get in contact with you later on.
Brilliant.
But interesting, while we're in your studio, I'm looking behind you on the wall, and you have a beautiful daughter.
Yeah.
Is she a musician yet?
Maybe, I hope so. Oh, she likes music. She definitely likes music. She's not playing an instrument yet, but I'll give it time. We have all the time.
We're about to play one of my favourite songs. I particularly enjoy playing this, and it really epitomises Spain. Would you like to tell us about this song?
Yeah, sure. The next song that's coming up is Walking on Sunshine. We play this with Gatecrash. Nibushin is the one singing the song. This is a great song. I love playing this song live. I start the song, and as soon as I start the song, you can see everybody, the energy goes up immediately, and it's great. It works. I mean, every time we play that song, people react to that positively, and Neve does a great job.
Yeah, it just seems to be such an enlightening introduction, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
It just brings you alive as soon as you start playing.
Absolutely. And for me, it's great. I have to get the tempo right in my mind before I start the song. But once I nail that, oh, the song has a lot of energy. That's great. It's great.
Well, let's play that Walking on Sunshine.
Here we go. By the way, it's recorded in my studio.
That recorded in your studio?
Yeah.
With Neve on lead vocals.
Yeah, and the voice engaged, right?
When we arrived, Enrico, we recorded you practicing your drums, although it didn't sound like a practice to me, it was very professional. Whilst you are a performer, how did you get into teaching drums?
Well, I got a question if I could teach a person, and I took the opportunity I tried it out. I never saw myself as a teacher, but I actually enjoyed that particular lesson, and I thought, wait a minute, that's actually quite cool to pass on my passion to somebody else. So I eventually got the opportunity to teach in Holland at a drum school. A friend of mine, Patrick, he invited me to become one of the teachers there.
Okay.
So I did that for about 2 years just before I moved to Spain, and I really, really, really enjoyed that. It's just, again, it's just fantastic having somebody come in that can't play, and then 6 months later they're playing with songs that they like. It's just, that's fantastic.
It is a wonderful experience to be able to share your skill set. I think fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I love to see people grow. You know, the lesson one, we hold the sticks, and then 3 months, 3-4 months later, we're reading, and then we're able to do exercises and whatnot. And then 6 months, we're doing our own songs, and yeah, it's fantastic.
So you obviously have a clear structure then. You're treating it very professionally to create a structure like that.
Yes, yes. It's a professional, professional lesson. When you study with me, it's professional. I really want you to be able to play drums. So it's not like I'm making you come back each week so that I have a nice bit of income. That's absolutely not the goal. The idea is here, that, the way I teach is I'm going to give you all the tools.
Yes.
And there will be a point where you have to fly yourself. You have to do it yourself.
Mm.
And that's the thought behind it. That's how I teach.
That's really good.
Yeah. So I do theory, but I also do songs, and especially songs that you like. I would not go and say, no, you must do this song. I could perhaps say, why don't we do this to go into the song that you like, because might be a good stepping stone, right? But I would never go and say, no, we need to learn these songs. I would say, what do you like? Because if you play something that you like, you will stick with playing drums, and that's fantastic. I always say to my students, like, the day you decide you want to be playing the drums, you became a drummer. You just started on the drumming path.
Yes.
But you became a drummer there and then, right? And I am here just to help people on that path, to move them along, to move them forward. So basically to speed up the learning process.
What's good talking to you today is the fact that I feel myself very relaxed, as if I quite fancy a drum lesson, which for a stringed instrument player is very different. But you obviously create a lovely relaxed atmosphere, and I'm certain that anybody that comes for a lesson must have a great time in here,
because
this is some drum kit you have set up, I must admit.
Yeah, we've got a nice kit set up, we've got microphones set up, so in the lessons we sometimes take the time to record, which is very, very valuable, because if you hear back what you've done, you can maybe make better adjustments.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. We've got speakers here, so we play with music. I got a practice station where we work on technique with a mirror in front of it, so we can really pin down on technique.
Have you come across a Phil Collins? Someone that can actually sing and play at the same time?
Difficult one.
It is a difficult one, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Phil Collins is quite unique, I would say.
I would say so. So looking to the future, Enrico, where do you see your future these days?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, first of all, I really I'm putting a lot of effort in drums on paper, because my transcription project, because I that will definitely help the drum community. So that's something that I'm really excited about. Next to that, I like teaching. I'm going to be starting with a grade system soon at the Rock Academy.
I'm
one of the teachers at the Rock Academy. So we're going to be starting with a grading system, which is great, so people can get their grades in their instrument. So we're optimizing that as well. Regarding bands, well, depends on what's going to happen now with COVID. I'm getting some gigs back now, which is real nice.
That's good.
Yeah, it was real good. Mm-hmm. So I'm playing with the Bring Band on the Monday in Saxo. That's a nice jam session. I do gigs with Gay Crash. On the moment, the band that I'm working with quite a bit is Lady in the Tramps. And then next to that, I still have a few gigs planned with Not Again, with the Shamrockers and DC3. I have a deal with Adam Daniels. So, I mean, I'm keeping busy.
You've been busy. It's manic.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I've got a project for another project that I'm doing, which is I can't talk too much about it, but it is an original project.
Okay.
Original music, and we're going to be focusing on the internet. So we're going to be more of an internet band, if you will. Mm. And I can't talk too much about it, but as soon as I'm ready, I'm going to open up on that.
I think we may have to interview you again on that score.
We may have to. Yes.
The third song that you've chosen is reference to your new band.
Correct. Absolutely.
Could you enlighten us?
Yes. The song is called "Don't Worry About a Thing." It is recorded in my studio with Lady in the Trams, Ruben Cebrian on guitar, Jack Hovey on the bass, Freya Laurent on the vocals, and that's one of my newer projects that I'm involved in. We recorded it in lockdown, so we were recording it on distance. So everybody record their little piece. And then stitch it together. Yeah, and I mix it here in my place. And Freya did a fantastic video for it. So it was real, real nice.
You mentioned Jack Hovey there. And the thing that I acknowledge as a musician is that when you and he play together, you never take your eyes off each other. The back line, if you like, the drum and bass, there is a bromance going on. It is phenomenal that you feed off each other, and together your timing is exceptional. I haven't heard any better timing.
Well, thank you.
So I do take my hat off to you there.
Thank you.
You certainly have some electricity.
Well, the real music is being made. Music is giving and taking, and that's what we're doing. Like, we're playing off of each other, and when he comes up with an idea, I'll adjust to him, and maybe I come up with an idea, and he just adjusts to me. That's really cool. That's what music is really about.
Well, let's play Don't Worry About a Thing.
Don't Worry About a Thing.
Let's look forward to the future.
Absolutely.